We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for taking my sin. We thank you for taking our cross. We thank you for dying our death. We thank you for you rose again, giving our hope that we would rise again and meet with you and see you face to face.
Sing your thanksgiving to him.
So we thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you.
Thank you.
We praise you.
God that raised Jesus from the grave, from the dead, till he's alive today, risen. The same Spirit is with us here this morning. And I believe that the Spirit of God is here to set people free. We were never supposed to live bound. And I just saw this image of God's Spirit just spinning us out of control. That we don't have to have control over everything in our lives. That whatever is binding us is supposed to actually not exist. And we are held by the Spirit of God. We are held. We are always held. We will never go out of control. But I just saw the Spirit coming in this place, just like spinning around, and it's spinning our spirits out of control. Yeah, how many want to be out of control this morning? Yeah, it's scary for some, yeah? Me included, I like to be in control. But I just feel like the Spirit is urging us to be just out of control. It is such an amazing morning that we are celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. There is no tomb for Jesus because he's alive, yeah? Can I get an amen for that? He's alive today. He's risen. And that is such an amazing thing to celebrate. And the same Spirit is living within us. And can we just celebrate Jesus for that? Yeah, can we just shout out praises to him spontaneously, whatever is in your heart. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's spin out of control this morning. It's all right. He's got you. He's got you.
Lost without hope, with no place to begin. Love made a way till that mercy coming. When death was arrested and my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given. Rose to dance.
Let's dance in his presence.
When death
then Jesus arose with a freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. But then Jesus arose with a freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began. But then Jesus arose with a freedom in hand. That's when death was arrested and my life began.
Give a shout of praise to our God.
How many of you are aware of your own story? Sometimes we tend to forget. We have stories from maybe childhood or teens, how we got to know what cross really means to us. This is the time for all of us to go back. How Jesus just picked us up from mud, from the dirt, and he just cleansed us, and he breathed his life into us. This is the time when we recollect that, remember, and give thanks. I mean, if you were actually dead, you know, physically dead and brought back to your life, how would you feel? Can someone stop you from thanking God, from praising him, from rejoicing him? No, right? And this is the time, spiritually, we were dead. If it was not for him, we would have been somewhere else and our destiny would have been something else. And that's scary, isn't it? Think about that moment when Jesus just picked you up, called you back. For some people, it was sliding down and then again Jesus calling you back. Think about that moment.
Your love
mountains fall, still I am yours. Your name is still great, still greater than all other names. You are more than enough, you are mighty to say, you are all that you said you will be. You have already won, you laid death in the grave.
Through the power of the cross, I am free.
You overcame.
desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. And then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written, Jesus Christ.
The cross is broken.